Scientists stress Kilauea is not erupting. The lava flow of summer 2018, which included effusive lava in the lower East Rift Zone, plus frequent collapse and explosive events at the Kilauea summit, began on May 4th. August 2nd was the last collapse at the summit, and on August 4th, the lava stopped flowing. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory research geophysicist Ingrid Johansson puts the eruption in perspective.
The events of the summer reminded us what a complex system Kilauea volcano is. Inside the volcano, there were a lot of processes happening. Pu'u'o'o was starting to inflate with the lava lake rising and overflowing. When the intrusion started heading down towards the lower East Rift Zone, the system was primed for sending a lot of material down rift.
Geophysicist Jim Koahikawa has studied Kilauea for close to 40 years and says the summer lava eruption was nothing new.
Kilauea has gone through a number of cycles very similar to this over its last couple of centuries. The lava level will rise significantly in the summit over years, and then it will all collapse, and sometimes that pushes lava out into one of the rift zones, sometimes it doesn't. This is 10 or 15th in the last couple hundred years of events like this.
There were similar eruptions in 1955 and 1960 in the Lower East Rift Zone. Koahikawa says the 1840 eruption, which ended with lava entering the ocean in Puna, was most similar to this summer's eruption. Today, there are small earthquakes at the summit, and Johansson says those will continue. Magma continues to move underground. Koahikawa says the last visible surface lava downrift was September 4th. The air quality around the island is excellent. Scientists say at the height of the summer's eruption, more than 50,000 tons per day of sulfur dioxide were going into the air. Today, it's less than 1,000 tons per day. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.